lift up your praises.
Oh, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels fly before. What a mighty God we serve.
Hallelujah. 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 We give you the highest praise, God. You are a mighty God. Amen. The psalmist said, who is this king? Hallelujah. The king, Lord of God, strong and mighty, mighty and battle. Amen. That's our God that we serve. Hallelujah. Welcome. We welcome you. Amen. New Creation Christian Ministries welcome you to our midweek service, our virtual sanctuary in the name of Jesus. We thank God for you, and we count it a privilege, amen, that you tuned into us today. I believe that there's a word from the Lord in season for you. Hallelujah. I believe that the word of God is just being so, in the name of Jesus, honored in this hour, and there's a word for you today. Through our pastor, Rebecca Simmons, she's going to minister the word of God to us. Hallelujah. I'm excited. I get excited about the word of God. I love the fact that we have a Sabbath and a time of worship when we come together as a local body. But sometimes before we get to that Sunday morning, we sometimes need something in the middle of the week. I wish somebody would say amen. So let's go. I was in prayer the other day, and God showed me sickness and suffering, and I began to pray and intercede in that area. But I know that God wants his people to prosper. And the promises of God are yea and amen for those of us who trust in him. So continue to put your trust in God on today. So I'm going to pray, and we're going to hear another worship and praise song. And then the voice you'll hear ministering the word of God briefly to us today is our own Pastor Rebecca Simmons. Those of you who tuned in, email or tweet somebody, text somebody, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. So just get ready as we prepare to hear the word of God. Father, in the name of Jesus, this is the day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Now, Father God, we have ears to hear and hearts to receive what you want to speak to us today. Use Pastor Rebecca Simmons, Pastor Rebecca Simmons today. Use her in a mighty way, Lord, to minister your gospel to us in the name of Jesus. I thank God for those who are tuned in live right now and those who will pull up the archives later to be ministered to. So, Lord, rebuke every devil. Even off the technology and the medium, Lord, that we are using right now, we thank you for a smooth, in the name of Jesus, transition today as we minister your word to your people. So, Father God, we thank you in advance, and we praise you on this side of it. In Jesus' name, we pray this. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
Yes, he is. And I believe
that I will survive.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date, and we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough, that you've been worried long enough, that you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, thank you, Lord, hallelujah, I believe it's already done, God, hallelujah, Lord, we have faith, we believe it's already done, hallelujah, Lord, we just thank you for your promise over our lives, hallelujah, Lord, we believe that it's already done, Lord, we just worship you on today, hallelujah, you are worthy, God, you are worthy to be praised, you're worthy of the glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord, you're worthy of the honor. You're worthy, hallelujah, of our worship, God. Hallelujah, Lord, we praise you today. We magnify you today. Hallelujah, we glorify your name. Oh, God, you are worthy. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. There's none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we give you the praise. We came to praise you. We came to worship you. We came to lift our voices on high. We came to give you the fruit of our lips. We came in the middle of this Wednesday, oh God, in the middle of this day, oh God, to give you some praise. We came, oh God, hallelujah, naked and not ashamed. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you today. We bless your name, oh God. Oh, God, we worship you. Hallelujah. Oh, go ahead and worship God. Worship him wherever you are. Go ahead and give him some praise. Hallelujah. Tell him that you believe that it's already done. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you that it's already done. Hallelujah. We don't walk in fear, God. We walk in faith. Hallelujah. Believing that it's already done. We thank you that it's already done. We thank you, Lord. We believe, we believe, we believe. That is already done. It's going to get better. Hallelujah. Our children are going to get better. Our marriages are going to get better. Our finances are going to get better. It's already done. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus, and we praise your holy name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, I feel God up in here. Amen. Up in this sanctuary on today. God is good and worthy to be praised. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when they said unto me, come and let us go into the house of the Lord, even by way of virtual sanctuary. Hallelujah. Even by way of computer, by way of phone. Hallelujah. I just thank God for the opportunity to come into his presence. He said, well, two or more are gathered in my name, then I will be in the midst of them. And God says that he inhabits the praises of his people. So don't let nobody stop you from praising God. Don't let no circumstance stop you from praising God. Keep giving God the glory. Hallelujah. Give him the glory. Give him the praise in your own way. You don't have to be like nobody else. You don't have to praise him like nobody else. Don't be concerned about what your neighbor's doing. Don't be concerned about what's going on down the street and around the corner. You just go ahead and praise God for yourself, because God is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I got to praise, I got to praise, and I got to get it out. I got to get it out because my God is worthy. God woke me up this morning. Can anybody testify that God woke you up this morning and he started you on your way? Hallelujah. That the devil came in, the enemy came in like a flood, but the Spirit of the Lord raised up a standard against them, that no weapon formed against you can prosper. That you are blessed and highly favored of the Lord, my God. And if God be for you, that's more than the whole world that gets you. Hallelujah, my God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I'm just so blessed on today, just by the presence of the Lord. Even as we were worshiping God, I just felt the presence of God fill this sanctuary. Hallelujah. And I just thank God for Jesus on today. Well, there is a word from the Lord. My God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to try to pull myself together so I can bring forth this prophetic word that God has put in my belly. God wants me to speak to those of you who have ears to hear. God wants to speak to those of us who have ears to hear what thus says the Lord. Grab your Bible. Grab your sword. Turn with me to the book of Matthew chapter 15. Matthew chapter 15. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Go over to verse 21, and we're going to read down to verse 28. Matthew 15, verse 21 through verse 28. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. And it reads, then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and and to cast it to dogs. And she said, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee, even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Let us pray. Father, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you and we magnify your name on today. Oh, God, you are worthy to be praised. There is none like you, oh, God. And we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just, oh, God, because of who you are, because you are Lord, because you are Lord of lords and King of kings, because you are the lily in the field, because you are the wheel in the middle of the wheel, because you are our bright and morning star, because you are our Lord and our Savior, because you are a friend that sticks closer than a brother, because you are the answer to our prayers, because you are our Lord, our Savior, our Redeemer, our Deliverer, because you are our all in all. We love you, Lord. We bless your name, our bright and morning sun, our bright and morning star. We love you, God. Hallelujah. Our judge, my God. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. We bless your name. We worship you. Hallelujah. We magnify your name. We just thank you. Hallelujah. For divine favor on our lives. We just thank you for this word. And God, I just ask that you will bless this word, even as you have given me, Father God, the unction to preach this word on today, to prophesy this word on today, God. We say, bless this word, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let not one word fall to the ground. Your word will not come back to you void, oh God, but it will, Father God, prosper those who hear it. It will, Father God, fulfill, Father God, the purpose for which you sent it. And God, we just thank you for your word, and we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor in advance. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to speak to you today just for a few minutes. Amen. Hallelujah. For about 20 minutes on the topic, too legit to quit. Too legit to quit. My God, somebody just have to say that out loud. Just saturate the atmosphere and just tell yourself and just tell the devil, I'm too legit to quit. I am too legit to quit. I will not give up. I will not give in. I will not quit. I will not back down. I will not bow down to any other God. I will not bow down to my circumstances. I will not throw in the towel. I will not have a standing 10 count. I will not hit the mat and refuse to get up. I am too legit to quit. I will not run in fear. I will not hide and refuse to go forward and do what God has called me to do. I will press on. I will continue to press, forgetting those things that are behind me and pressing forward towards those things which are before me. My future is bright, bright. My future is great. The plan for God, the plan of God for my life is magnificent. I'm not going to quit before I see the fulfillment of the promise that God has over my life. Somebody got to hear me on today. I'm too legit to quit. You got to know on today that you are too legit to quit. MC Hammer, yeah, that's where I got it from. MC Hammer had a song many years ago before I got saved, and I was in the world, and I would listen to disco music, and he would sing this song, I'm too legit to quit. My God, and he would dance around on the stage, and dance around like a crazy man. He would dance like David did. He would dance like he had lost his natural mind. He would dance like he truly believed that he was too legit to quit. And some of us have to get to that point. God is saying, you've been wimping out. You've been bowing down. God is saying, it's time to get your strength up. It's time to get your faith up, my God. It's time for you to put your dukes up. It's time for you to begin to fight It's time for you to declare that you're not going out like that. Devil, you're a liar. I'm not going out like that. I'm not quitting. I'm too legit to quit. Hallelujah. I got to get to Jesus, my God. Hallelujah. Like the woman with the issue of blood, she said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, then I know I'll be made whole. You got to get to Jesus. You got to touch the hem of his garment. Hallelujah. You got to get to Jesus. You got to press through the pressure. My God, hallelujah. You got to praise him through the pressure. Hallelujah. You got to press through the crowd. You have to press through the naysayers. Huh? You got to press through and get to Jesus. My God. Hallelujah. You got to, sometimes you got to crawl. Even if you fall down, you might not be able to stand on your own two feet. But if you can crawl, crawl. My God. Hallelujah. Just crawl. And if you got to lay prostrate, lay prostrate. But pray out and call out to Jesus like this woman did. Hallelujah. The woman said, Jesus went and he departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And Tyre and Sidon, that was the enemy's land, my God. And that was the land that God had declared judgment on in the book of Ezekiel. He had the prophet Ezekiel come in and declare judgment on Tyre and Sidon because they were enemies of the Israelites. And they had rejoiced in the demise and the captivity of the Israelites. And they had dealt treacherously with the people of God, and God declared judgment. That's why you don't have to worry about your enemies. You got to hear me on today. You don't have to worry about your enemies. God's going to take care of your enemies. Don't worry about the haters. My God, as a matter of fact, go ahead and celebrate, my God, because you do have haters, my God, because you do have people coming against you. You know, somebody asked me the other day, why do we have to go through warfare? Why do we have to go through warfare? And I told that person, because you're on the right track, baby. We need to be concerned, not that we're going through warfare, but we need to be concerned when we're not going through warfare, when we're not being persecuted, when we're not being talked about, when we're not being laughed at, when we're not being hated on. Then we need to be concerned, because God says, Jesus said that we're going to be persecuted for his name's sake. And he said, woe unto you when all men love you, when all men celebrate you. So go ahead and celebrate your haters, my God. They're letting you know that God is doing something mighty through you. They're letting you know that God still has a great plan for your life. They're letting you know that it's not over until God says it's over. They're letting you know that no matter how bad it looks today, that God has something great coming to you tomorrow. My God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. They're letting you know, baby, that you're heading somewhere. You're heading somewhere in God, and they don't want you to get there. So the haters are coming out of the woodwork like roaches, like worms. They're crawling out from under the dirt, and they're trying to come against you like the snake in the grass. My God, hallelujah. Trying to stop you from being on purpose for the things of God. But you have to see and discern what's really going on. And then you have to make the declaration that in spite of the warfare, you're going to continue to press forward. You're going to keep moving forward. You're going to keep giving God the glory. You're going to keep worshiping God with your whole life. You're going to keep loving God with your whole heart. My God, baby, you're too legit to quit. I'm here to tell you, you're too legit to quit. And it says that this woman of Canaan, when Jesus went into the enemy's coast, my God, this woman of Canaan came out of the same coast, which means that she came out from amongst the enemies. My God, hallelujah. That's why the Bible tells us to love our enemies, because you never know when God wants to make your enemy a child of God. You never know when God wants to save your enemy. You know, God, it's not God's desire that any man should perish. Hallelujah. God does not want to cast your enemy into the pit of hell. God does not want to pass judgment on your enemy. I know you might want that, my God. That's why the prophet, hallelujah, that when God told him to go down and preach to the people, hallelujah, he said no. Jonah said no and went the other way and ended up in the belly of the well because he did not want to prophesy blessings upon the people. He did not want to prophesy to his enemies and let them know that if they just repented and turned, then God would save them. And he ended up in the belly of the well. Don't you end up in the belly of the well. Be obedient to God. God has a purpose even for your enemies. My God, that's why God says, I will make your enemies your footstool. That's why God says, I will prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemy. Hallelujah. Don't just be so busy trying to pray your enemies away. God will use your enemies to elevate you. God will show your enemies how he is going to bless you, and then God will use you to save your enemies. My God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm just prophesying up in here because there's some of you that got some people coming against you, and those people are going to come to you, and they're going to bow down and say, what must I do to be saved? Come on. It's throughout the Bible. Come on. Hallelujah. So many times those who came against the people of God had to come to them and say, what must I do to be saved? Hallelujah. So this woman came out from amongst the enemies, and she came to Jesus, and she cried to Jesus, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou Son of God, thou Son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. And this woman came to Jesus, and she acknowledged Jesus for who he was. My God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God is saying, we got to get a clue. We got to get a clue. You know, there are people outside of the kingdom of God, and they have a greater awareness of who we serve, of who the God, who Jesus is, than we do. They have a greater awareness of the power of God than we do. We're walking in fear of the devil, and those who don't believe are walking in fear of God. Hallelujah. They don't dare. I've had unbelievers tell me, I'm not coming to church because I'm not going to play with God like that. I don't dare play with God. And we just got to get to the point that we have a full acknowledgement. We have a full awareness, my God, of who it is that we serve and the power of God that's available to us because we believe in Jesus. My God, hallelujah. You don't know how much power you have on the inside of you. God is saying today it's time to get a clue. Greater is he that is on the inside of you than he that is in the world. You got to get a clue of who you're walking with. You got to get a clue of who abides on the inside of you. You got to get a clue that no weapon formed against you can prosper. You have to get a clue of the power, of the dunamis, of the dynamite, the explosive power that you're walking around with on the inside of you. You got power, baby. I'm telling you, you got some power on the inside of you. Hallelujah. And this woman knew, hallelujah, who Jesus was. And she came and she worshiped him for who he was. Not primarily for what he could do, but the first thing that she did was she worshiped him as the Son of God. She worshiped him as the Son of David. She worshiped him as Lord. My God. Hallelujah. There's power in your worship. I feel God up in here. There is power in your worship. There's power in your worship. That's why the devil's coming so mightily against you going to church. Against you going to the right church, a church where you're ushered into the presence of the Lord, because there is power in your worship and there's power in your praise. When you learn to worship God for real, when it's not just something that you do, Simon says, because everybody else is doing, or because the worship leader tells you to raise your hand, or because the worship leader tells you to shout, or because the worship leader tells you to clap your hands, or because they tell you to praise the Lord, hallelujah, but it's something that comes bubbling out on the inside of your belly that you can't help but worship God. It's an atmosphere that's created that you can't help but praise him. And you got to find yourself in that type of atmosphere on a regular basis that you can. You got to get to a place that as soon as you walk into the door, you feel the presence of the Most High God. It's our prayer that as soon as you come into this sanctuary, this virtual sanctuary, that you feel the presence of the Most High God, that when you hear Pastor Andy and I preach, or whoever will be preaching when you come out to the New Creation Christian Ministries, that you feel God, that it's not just what we're saying, praying, but that you feel the anointing from the oil of the Holy Ghost pouring out of our bellies. That rivers of living water are pouring out of our bellies, and they're saturating your life, and that you can stand up and know that this word is washing you, that this word is empowering you, that this word, my God, is pivoting you into productivity, my God, for the kingdom of God, that you can't just sit still, but you got to worship God, and you have to praise God, amen, just because of who he is. And she praised Jesus, and then the haters came. And the haters, what do you mean, Pastor Rebecca? Well, the disciples came, huh? Jesus' disciples came and said, send her away. She's crying out to us, send her away. You know, and that's amazing. We can't be selfish, my God, when it comes to Jesus. Jesus said, go forth and make disciples of all nations, my God. Wow, hallelujah. It's a time. Jesus has come not just for the Israelites. He's not come just for the Christians, but Jesus has come for the world, my God. The Bible says that God so loved the world, and but the disciples did not have a grasp of this, my God. They did not have a full understanding of this, and they said, send her away, for she cries after us, my God. Lord, help us. Help us, oh God, for being stiff-necked. Help us, oh God, for being prideful. Help us, oh Lord, for forgetting from whence you brought us, my God. The disciples forgot where they were when Jesus found them, my God, hallelujah. And they wanted Jesus all to themselves. They felt like they were privileged, and they said, send her away. How dare we look down on somebody? How dare we look down our noses on somebody who doesn't look like us, who doesn't dress like us, who doesn't praise God like us? How dare we look down on somebody who we consider not to be as anointed as us? My God, Lord, help us. We got to repent today, my God, looking at people because of the way they dress and the way they talk, looking down on people because they fall down under the power of the Most High God, looking down on people because they're crying out to Jesus. That this woman came crying out to Jesus and said, Lord, help me. She said, have mercy on me. Hallelujah. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. She came on the behalf of her child. They knew what she was going through, and they still had no compassion. And God is saying on today that we have to always, like Jesus, have compassion for the multitude. Have compassion for the less fortunate. There go I, but by the grace of God. Come on, somebody. There go I, but by the grace of God. I thank God for Jesus saving me, picking me up, putting my feet on solid ground, turning me around, cleaning me off. Cleaning me up, using me for his glory. I thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah. And Jesus answered, when they said, send her away, Jesus answered, said, I'm not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. In other words, he was telling his disciples, he was saying, you know, yeah, I know, send her away because she's not one of you, right? I'm only sent to the sheep of the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Now, I'm going to mess with your theology the way I break this down in the next few minutes. Pay close attention to what I'm saying. Hallelujah. A lot of people will say that Jesus talked to this woman, but if you read your Bible carefully, it says, when they said, send her away, for she cries after us, it said, Jesus answered and said, I'm not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. I believe Jesus was talking to the disciples. He was saying, yeah, right, man. You're right, boy. You know, we should send her away because, after all, I'm not sent but to the lost sheep of Israel. She's not one of us. And then the woman came and she worshiped him. The woman still worshiped him. Even in the middle of this dialogue, the woman worshiped him, saying, Lord, help me, my God. Even in the midst of all the craziness that was going on around her, she still worshiped. And that's what God is saying. In the midst of all the craziness that's going on in your life right now, remember to worship me. Hallelujah. Just keep your focus. Keep your focus. Keep your focus. Come on, tell yourself, I got to keep my focus. This woman came and she still worshiped him, and she kept saying in the middle of her worship, Lord, help me. And then Jesus answered again, and he said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. And I believe that Jesus was still talking to the people around him. He was still talking to the disciples, saying, yeah, right. You know, this woman is asking me to help her. But, you know, they're the dogs. The Canaanites are the dogs, because that's what the Israelites called the Canaanites, that they were their enemies, and they thought they were worse than dogs. They called them dogs. And he said, and when Jesus used this little word, he was talking about the little dogs, the children. It's not right to take the children's bread and to cast it to the children of dogs, he said. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I love what this woman said, because she said, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. When I heard that, I got ready to praise God. I praised God in my heart. I began to want to jump and run and shout, hallelujah, because this woman got it right. And Jesus looked at this woman, and he answered, oh, woman, great is thy faith, be it unto thee, even as thy will, not as you have said, but God, woman, whatever you want. And there was a shift in the atmosphere. When this woman, Jesus said, let it be, Jesus answered, said, I'm not going to take the children's bread and cast it to dogs. The woman said, truth, Lord. And then it says, Jesus looked at the woman, and he spoke to the woman directly. And he said, oh, woman, great is thy faith, be it unto thee, even as thy will. And this woman was like, I'll take the crumbs. My God, somebody got to hear me on today. She said, I don't care what you call me. You could call me a dog. You could call me a female dog. You could talk about me like a dog. You can say that I'm not fit to come and worship at the feet of Jesus. You can talk about me. You can do whatever you want, but I'm not moving. I'm too legit to quit. I'm not leaving until I get what I came for. I came because my daughter is going through some trouble. My daughter is under demonic oppression. And I came because I know that Jesus is the only one that has what I need. And I'm not leaving. So call me what you want. Say what you want about me. I'm too legit to quit. I'm not leaving. I'm not giving up. I refuse to give up. I refuse to leave. I'm not leaving here until I get what I came for. And she said, you know what? Even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall under the table at the master's feet. Because the puppies used to sit, there were house dogs that would sit at the master's feet. And as they would drop the crumbs on the floor, the dogs would eat it. Because I'm here to tell you, the crumb, my God, when you think about the crumb, and I'm closing, talk. When you think about the crumb, you think about a cake. And I talked about this. I preached on this before, and I talked about the cake and how Mama would make a cake from scratch. And Mama would put that vanilla flavor, and she'll put the eggs and the flour and the butter in there and the milk, and she'll beat it up and whip it until it's nice and smooth, and then she'll put it in the oven, and she'll bake that cake just right. And it's so rich, and it's falling apart. You cut it, and it's moist, and it just melts in your mouth. But the best part of that cake, my God, is the crumb. Somebody got to hear me on today. The best part of that cake, when the cake is all gone, and you look at that plate, and there ain't nothing on the plate but crumbs, and you go and you take your finger and you slide your finger across that plate, and you pick up the crumbs, and you put those crumbs in your mouth, and that flavor just bursts in your mouth. Because I'm telling you, there's enough power in the crumb, my God, to give you the same satisfaction that you got from the same slice of cake. My God, there's power in the crumb. Somebody got to hear me on today. You know what? You could push me into a corner. You could push me to the back of the church. You could tell me to sit down. You could tell me that I got to stand sit on the sinner's bench. But whatever you do, as long as you let me get into the presence of the Most High God, if I can just get a crumb, because I'm telling you, this is like the crumb. The same anointing is in the crumb. The same flavor is in the crumb of a cake, the same anointing is in the crumb, my God. If I could just get a bead of Jesus' sweat, if I can just get a drop of oil, my God, the same anointing in a drop of oil, my God, if I could just get one word from Christ, one word from Jesus can change your situation. There's the same anointing in one word from Christ. If he can just speak one word to me, hallelujah. And he told this woman, go, because it's going to be as you have said. And it says that same hour her daughter was healed. Well,
I want to say, what does this all have to do for you? You're already saved. I'm already saved, Pastor. I'm not a Canaanite. I'm a Christian, amen. Well, I'm here to say, even more reason, you got to stand up and say, I'm too legit to quit, because you don't have to take the crumb. God says all of the promises are yea and amen in him. Hallelujah. That's why you can't quit. It's all yours. God has already done it. Like James Fortune saying at the beginning of the service, I believe is already done. Hallelujah. Go ahead and praise God, because you don't have to take the crumb. But even if you did, that crumb would be enough. Go ahead and praise God, because you don't have to wait for it to fall from the master table. Because God says, no good thing will I withhold from those who love me, have been called according to my purpose. But God, if I've had to take the crumb, that would be enough. Go ahead and praise God. Hallelujah. Because you are legitimate. God has changed your identity. You're no longer a dog. You're no longer an outsider. You're no longer on the outside looking in. But you are the children of Israel. You don't have to take the crumb. It's all available to you. So go ahead and praise God. Praise him for the crumb that fell in your life so that you today are saved. Praise him for the crumb that fell in your life so that you today can worship him. Praise him for the crumb that fell into your life so that you today are healed. Praise him for the crumb that fell into your life so that today your children are victorious. Praise God for the crumb that fell into your life so today you can worship him in spirit and in truth, because you are no longer illegitimate, but you are legit, and you are too legit to quit. Hallelujah. Go ahead and praise him, church. That is the word that God wants me to send to you today, that you are a child of the Most High God, and you don't have to take the crumbs. You are officially legitimate. You are too legit to quit. Don't take no for an answer, and don't leave your knees. Don't leave the throne room until you get what you came from, what you came for. Don't leave until you get what you came for. Do not leave the presence of the Most High God until you get what you came for. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Go ahead and praise God. Hallelujah. Praise him because you are too legit to quit.
Yes,
praise him
are.
Because he's answering prayer. Praise
Hallelujah.
him. Hallelujah. 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 It's already done. Praise God because it's already done. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus, hallelujah. I'm going to turn it back over to you, Pastor Anthony. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Well, Pastor, that was a powerful word from the Lord. I know it would be an in-season word that we are too legit to quit. Hallelujah. MC Hammer, that was a powerful song back then. But when you gave the title, the entire word came to my mind, legitimate. It's short for the word legitimate. And I believe somebody needs prayer today because so much of our walk, we don't feel worthy of what God is showing us. And sometimes you question, even during this word, why the warfare, why the haters, why the enemies? You said because we're going somewhere in God. We're already there, but we got to go through the process. But I know prayer helps us along the process. Because somebody might want to give up today. Somebody probably saying, I heard all this before, that I'm too legit to quit, and God has so much for me. But sometimes they don't believe it. And we are challenged today with your word that we are too legit to quit. We cannot quit. And this lady did not quit on Jesus, and she got what she came for. So I just love the fact that you told us and admonished us not to give up or give in on whatever we're dealing with. And we're just going to pray. And another thing you said, then I'm going to give it back to you to pray. You said we got to remain humble and not judge other people. That is so powerful. These disciples was with Jesus for 3.5 years. He taught them unconditional love, the woman at the well, the woman caught in adultery. They seen him operate. But yet, you know, I'm preaching to myself, and I need prayer sometime in this area. We got to look at people as God sees them. He called us to be the ambassadors in the earth realm, and we cannot judge. He said, judge not lest you be judged. So pray. I want you to pray over that spirit that we'll be loose from it when we sometimes look down on people or judge people. And also pray on that person that's getting discouraged in this hour. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just lift your hands as I cover you in prayer. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you and we magnify your name. Lord, I thank you for each and every person that you have sent to the sanctuary on today, God. Lord, and I just ask, Father God, that you will touch them right now and begin to minister to their hearts. Perhaps they, Father God, feel less than. Perhaps they have been called dogs or out of their names, oh God. Hallelujah. Perhaps they have been looked down on, even by your disciples, even in the church, oh God. Perhaps they have been, Father God, one who have been cast aside, cast to the side, oh God, or even, Father God, hurt in church, oh God. And Lord, perhaps they have been discouraged, oh God, hallelujah, feeling like it's no use, feeling like there's no need for them to continue to persevere and continue to press, oh God, or to continue to praise and worship you. Lord, I just pray, Father God, for my sister. I pray for my brother right now, Father God, under the sound of my voice, Lord, that you will touch them, that you will encourage their heart, that you will validate them, oh God, that you, Father God, will give them, Father God, the courage to continue to press, to continue to persevere, to continue to praise you, to continue, Father God, to just continue to seek your face, oh God, in the middle of every circumstance and every situation, knowing that you hold the answer, oh God, to every problem that they may have in life. Lord, I thank you for validating my sister, validating my brother, oh God, that no matter what names they have been called and no matter what people have said about them, oh God, that they know that you have created them wonderfully and fearfully made, and that they can know that you have created them to be somebody in the kingdom of God, that they are a royal priesthood, the head and not the tail, the top and not the bottom, legitimate heirs to the throne of Jesus Christ. So, Lord, I just thank you, hallelujah, for everybody in this sanctuary, Lord, and I just ask that you will continue to bless them, that you will continue to walk with them, that you will touch their children. Even some people are believing, Father God, for healing for their children, Father God, for their loved ones, that you will bless their children. I come against demonic oppression over the lives of their children, oh God, the lives of their grandchildren, their nieces, their nephews, oh God, that you, Father God, will loose their children from every demonic stronghold. I declare that right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I even pray for those who are not saved yet, Father God, that they will come to know you as we know you, Lord, that they will feel free, Father God, I remove every hindrance, oh God, that will stop them from coming to your throne and saying, what must I do to be saved? Jesus, I need you. I recognize that you are the answer to these problems that I'm having in my life, and I want a new life. I want a new life, God, and I know that it's to be found through Jesus. So, Father, for those who are praying for you to come into their hearts on today, and all you have to do for Jesus to come into your heart is say, Jesus, I repent of my sin, and I ask you to come into my heart. So even for those who are coming to you today, right now, during this prayer, Lord, thank you for saving them. Thank you for saving them from a world of darkness and translating them into your kingdom, into your marvelous light. So, Lord, bless every person at this altar. Bless every person under the sound of my voice, God. And, Lord, give them the desires of their heart as they worship you, as they press into your throne, as they press in to touch the hem of your garment. Give them, Father God, not just the crumbs, but the whole cake. Give them all the promises of the kingdom of God, not just one word, but every promise that you have stored up for them. Thank you for a supernatural release into their lives. Thank you for supernatural release into their lives right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor Anthony, I'll turn it back over to you.
Yeah, we got the prayer. It was fading in and out, but I think it's because of the location I'm in, but for the most part, we heard exactly what you were saying. Amen. And I believe that that prayer is being honored by God, that somebody has now the fortitude and the ability to move forward. Also, humbling ourselves to reach out and help somebody. Amen. So I'm
Amen.
Just excited that we are too legit to quit. And what a powerful word that even a crumb, a piece of crumb can be like the entire slice of cake, you said. Oh, man, what a powerful revelation that is. Hallelujah. God can do so much with so little. Amen. Well, we're going to ask you, those of you who are willing, to send us a small seed. Send us a small offering to the church. You can mail it to our physical address, 87 First Street. We are in Elizabeth, New Jersey. The zip code is 07206. You can just put NCCM or the entire title of the church, New Creation Christian Ministries. Or you can go to our website, amen, nccmonline.org, and just navigate through there, and you'll see where you can send us an offering, amen, electronically and through other mediums. And we thank God for you that you were so into our ministry. We are really doing the work here in New Jersey, in the city of Elizabeth, and the surrounding cities. And we just thank God that you come to our virtual sanctuary every Wednesday as we bring forth a brief word just to encourage and exhort you. Hallelujah. So it's so powerful what Pastor shared today. The people said, send her away. I'm so glad that Jesus did not listen to them. I'm so glad he had enough love and enough wisdom and enough power, enough virtue for everybody. And he did not send you away. He did not send me away. But he want more people to come to him. He said, come to me who were all burdened and heavy laden, I will give them rest. And maybe somebody tuned in today, you're not saved. You're not sanctified. You're not what we call born again. The Bible says if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is Lord, you will be saved. So I'm going to say a brief prayer before we close out. We got 3 minutes. But just say this prayer with me and you'll be saved. Somebody knows that they need God in their life. Somebody out there know life has been unfair to them in so many ways. Somebody looked all over and searched all over for love in the wrong places. And they tried everything to be successful, but nothing seems to work. You need God. You need God in your life. He'll give you a peace which surpasses all understanding. So say this prayer with me. Father God, in your Son Jesus' name, I believe that your Son was sent by you and died for me for the remission of my sins. Now, Lord, come into my heart. Come into my life. Be Lord over my life. Be God over my life. Forgive me for all of my sins and help me to live for you from this day forth. In Jesus' name we pray this. Amen. Hallelujah.
Honey,
it's amazing. Today is the first day of August 8th, the number of new beginnings, and I believe somebody got a fresh new start today, and I'm just going to let you have a few words as we close out.
Amen. Hallelujah. I do believe that. I believe that somebody was empowered and encouraged today. Amen. Even during this service, that's why God has us being faithful to come. And we again invite you to come out to the sanctuary, New Creation Christian Ministries, at 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey. You can come every Wednesday night at 7:30. We'll be there tonight at 7:30 for our Bible study, or Sunday morning or at 11 o'clock a.m., and you will experience a move of God. We're looking for a few good men and a few good women to join arms with us, to lock arms with us as we advance the kingdom of God. Only the serious need come. You know, come on over. If you're serious about the things of God and you're serious about advancing the kingdom, we invite you to come. Amen. Hallelujah. And know that God loves you. And again, remember this. You don't have to be satisfied with the crumbs. You don't have to be satisfied with the crumbs. You are a child of the Most High God, and the crumbs is not what's delegated to you. God says he has given you the whole cake. Amen. You got the whole promise of God. Amen. So know what you're entitled to. Know your identity in Christ. Amen. And know that if God be for you, that's more than the whole world against you. We love you. God bless you. I'm giving it to you, Pastor Emily, for the benediction. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So Pastor Emily had to leave. Amen. Pastor Emily is faithful when he does this service during his work day. Amen. He does work another job. And he had to leave. So I give the benediction now, and I say to you, amen, to take this word that God has given you, store it up in your heart, sow it in seed, sow it as seed in your heart in faith, believing that this word is your word, and you refuse
to give up. You refuse to quit. So I say to you, go in peace and serve the Lord, knowing that God has great plans for your life, and you shall receive all that God has stored up for you. God bless you. See you soon. See you next week or see you at the church. God bless you. Go in peace and serve the Lord.
The Bible declares that he has raised us up together and has made us sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Hey, oh! Living on the top. See, I'm living the best life, and I'm living a blessed life. I am blessed
in the heavenly with him.
And not only that, y'all, but I'm telling you that I'm walking.
Walking.
I'm walking in the realm of faith.
And
I'm a living miracle.
A miracle.
And I'm receiving
the abundance.
Whatsoever you find on earth, it will be.